For the homily this Sunday, I would like to propose the following exercise. Imagine that we are back in Jerusalem a little over 2,000 years ago on Good Friday. There we find the Lord, all sore and tortured, carrying the cross through the streets of Jerusalem. And as we look at the Lord, we remember the prophecy of Isaiah that said about that day, he had no majestic bearing to catch our eye. He was spurned and avoided by men, a man of suffering, knowing pain, like one from whom you turn your face, and we held him in no esteem. And we see that the Lord can barely walk. He falls under the weight of the cross, and the mob mocks him. All of a sudden, the Lord turns his attention, his eyes, toward us and asks, "Are you a Christian?" "Yes, Lord." "Are you one of my followers?" "Yes, Lord." "Would you be willing to take up your cross like I am taking mine now and join me here?" The answer to this question is critical, and it could mark a before and after in our Christian lives. Are we willing to join him or not? Truth is that if we read the Gospels and embody what they teach, if we follow the traditions of the church and embody her teachings, if we follow our conscience, if well formed, to the end, it is likely that we will encounter Golgotha, and that is difficulty, perhaps conflict or persecution, and even death, as it has been the case for the martyrs of our faith. It is in those moments, however, that the rubber meets the road, and our faith demands a clear answer from us. Are we willing to join the Lord in his way to Golgotha, taking up our cross and following him, or not? At the beginning of Mass, we traced the sign of the cross on William's forehead. The cross became part of his life. Even before the waters of baptism are poured upon his head. And such was the case for all of us present here that have been baptized. So the next time we sign ourselves with the sign of the cross, my invitation is that we embrace that cross that we trace upon ourselves, whatever shape or form it might take that day in our lives. And that way, we will be joining the Lord on his way to Golgotha, clinging to his promise that if we die with him, we shall also live with him.